Welcome to another episode of The Talking Phoenix. It's your host. And with me in the studio today, hey, we have some niggas from the trenches. Some guys from the trenches. And, well, you remember in the last previous episodes, I've done Abuja Boy in Lagos. Well, this one is Abuja Boys in Kogi.
Puta.
So I'm going to start from the right. Introduce yourself. This one is chop food, no guess sense.
No Sunday. Sorry. I'm eating.
Your name is what?
Sunday.
It's your boy Okowi. Yeah, I'm in the building today, y'all. We're gonna keep it real.
Alright, so that's Joseph Okowizi. And then
It's arrow to the V to the K to the U. Ruku
himself. So, for those of you who don't know, Ruku and Okowizi, they are from the trenches.
Straight up,
Mudiaga,
Stamfi.
These are the people that Buhari is looking for, the lazy Nigerian youths. Then Sonny is the Obiolo.
From the suburbs.
From.
Those who don't finish up.
Set up.
Alright, so, wait, when we do this travel, though?
This was July.
July 24th, you guys came.
Alright, so on the 24th of July 2020, we set out to Kogi and we were going for short, 2 minute silence for the late Mr. Bernard Oko. This fool's day chop.
Silence?
Wait, 2 minutes silence, we'll go with that one. We'll start from there again. Oh God, you know you have 2 minutes silence.
Yeah, quick.
Now there, you know how you did. I'm finish, right?
Hey,
the body's still
there.
Okay. Alright, so on 24th of July, yeah, we set out on a journey to go and honor the late Mr. Bernard Oku. That's Okowizi's dad. And then it was a road trip. So this was crazy, yeah? It was supposed to be fun. This kind of road trip now and everything.
That's the odds.
It was five of us, Abi. Initially, how many?
We were five.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Joe had already gone because...
Yeah, first son now. First son and everything.
So. They won't understand now. They ain't first sons.
No, right. At least I'm not last born like some people. There are two
shots fired.
We cannot be intimidated at all.
Never. Last born. We rule.
Rule from behind.
You get our tweet twice and you say, if you're dating a last born, please cherish them. No matter how they do, just do it because they don't have sense.
Hey, stop on that.
But now we sabi take care of woman pass.
Naji.
And now we sabi handle family pass.
Naji. Straight up.
Naji.
Check your statistics.
Alright, so we were five of us, yeah? And then Joe joined us. Okowizi joined us later. Then, okay, first of all, it was me. I was driving. In front was Godwin,
yeah.
I mean. Yeah, then at Godwin. The back we had Sammy, Sonny and Presh. Now, Presh, at least he was a good DJ. I can't verify that one. DJ Presh on the wheels of steel.
My playlist was lit.
Back to back. We're able to sing along.
Yeah.
Sammy.
On our navigation.
Google Maps.
Where almost carriers go lost. This is like Kogi State.
Just like that.
Because all of us know no road. So Sammy was the person that at least just cause he knew the place that we were going. Then Sonny. Hey, Jesus. Like this, hey Jesus, I even said is fitting because he was our spiritual guide, you know,
and our official cruise, please. Official cruise on the trip,
Baba. Did you sing Shine Bright Like a Diamond? So, this was like this in a gospel song.
So, he took it to church, mad 0 to 100,
mad meat.
No, I swear, there's video evidence for everything I've seen. There's video evidence for everything I'm saying.
Set up.
No, I believe. Sonny, share. No, leave this guy, man. He comes to church.
Ah, no.
Leave up. They're supposed to come take Bible quotes from this guy.
Pastor. Pastor, we like woman. Pastor go marry now.
He likes them thick and bodacious.
Voluminous.
Pastor, they want to see front.
Okay. Okay, so we eventually got to Kogi. That was our night.
Yeah, like
so bastards. Now,
yo, let me cut in, please. Mm-hmm. I beg, Austin, no be need for speed, we will do for road. Like, headache, where worry everybody after journey. Austin go see pothole, you go drive in speed, like say you want enter the pothole. How far?
Wait, now we left late. Now, you know, see the time will come out, it was around
past one, yeah, past
and we're going to Kogi. Do you get? I miss him, I thought it was. Kogi, like this kind of local jack Kogi. I don't know, say now one.
I'm on inside.
Kogi different from Kogi.
Kogi is fucking big.
Slash.
We go to local jack. We are saying, okay, how many? They are saying like at least 3 or 4 hours more.
Yeah.
I don't understand. 4 hours. I don't go Niger State from Minna, from Abuja.
Inside the same Kogi.
Abuja to Zaria.
Man. So highlights. Anybody?
See the trip. Where the highlights are, in the coming back. We're going to get there. Chill.
We'll get there.
But let's talk about the going to Kogi. It was fun. It was really nice.
The road, the sense of the road trip and everything.
It became really, urgent when night fell. But we thank God we got to our destination. Safely. And it was fun.
Even though Kogi wanted to kill us.
How nah?
Guy, which how? Nah. First of all, now don't get traffic lights where they walk.
They came, they met me. I showed them the way. The true son of the soil.
You say the true son of the soil.
At every interval, you will see a filling station, a petrol station.
A bad day now.
As in filling station everywhere.
Bad day. All your money.
Petrol station and hotel.
Yaga.
No. They no get hotel reach Enugu. Okay, all of us are there.
That's true.
We school for Enugu, so we know.
That's true.
No, they can't compete.
They can't compare.
Believe oil for us, man. We've gone there far and wide.
But see, staying in Kogi, where we were, Angpa.
Yeah.
No, Ochinobi.
Angpa Ochinobi. Omo, that place does not have network.
Okay, we've obviously entered the downsides. Now there are plenty.
No network.
No network. Sonny.
But they were calling me.
No light. No, I will talk about no network. Please, no internet network.
All the Kogi people, draw your ear now. If you are listening to this podcast and you are from Kogi, or your father is from Kogi, or you are married to a Kogi man, or you are planning to marry, or your boyfriend is from
development
Kogi.
Development is needed.
You need to develop that state. Since Sonny was climbing Papa Tree looking for
network, like
I had to make an emergency call that day. I looked at my phone, saw no network. So I had to move around. I got to a particular spot, there was network. I raised up the phone, network disappeared, got it down, network happened. I was, what's going on there?
Again, video evidence for everything. It's not like
everything.
Not like we're just insulting Kogi people. So even Joseph cannot defend his
business. Yeah, I was busy.
And then again, notice how nobody was wearing face mask in Kogi.
The governor was saying no COVID there now.
Because they've not recorded cases, doesn't mean.
Yeah, no corona now. We there everywhere now.
Nah, so
we're lovable. We no need. We like ourselves.
The immune system is strong.
No be lie. We they walk. Yeah.
Bad roads.
Guy.
Yeah, like. Getting to where we stayed, the road was terrible.
If it comes to roads in Kogiba, man, it is 0% something. Like,
you see, it's
all the past governors. If it comes to that one, I agree with them. If it comes to roads,
which one? Do you want to say?
Abuja boys one. Kogi boys zero.
No.
With the counter for you, one.
Road zero, Abi. Light.
Light then. Light then. As you come out water, you don't see light.
No, be gem we run.
For that, now person has where you go.
All the times we charge. All the times we charge our mobile, it was with gem. Fear God now.
I don't want to.
For your family house, Oga. Now gem you still run.
We go back well. Remember,
we make inquiry. When the guy just say
like no, this is February.
February. February.
this 2020 since February and that was July.
Abuja 2, Kogi 0.
No, no, stop it. Stop it. You to fear God.
Abuja 2, Kogi. This is why development cannot come to Kogi.
Abuja 2, Kogi 0.
Number 3, they don't have good restaurants.
Hey! Highlights.
Oh, they don't have.
Madam Shoprite.
I remember that name, man. I'm like, what?
Okay,
very deceitful.
Let me give you people the breakdown. After the, was it after the burial now? Yeah.
Yes.
We wanted to get drinks. This guy, the guy, so that the guys can sit down and
I think that was
chill out
birthday,
and stuff. And the next day was his birthday, yeah. So we set out to go and buy drinks.
Birthday boy.
We went to buy drinks. In our quest, first of all, to buy drink, na wahala.
Serious problem.
How, man? You went to town.
It took us like 2 hours to get those
drinks. That's my. That's
to
my,
the point that.
From my village to town, it's far. It's not even a white guy.
Within town, no. Within town, no. I mean.
And to the point know, that we're looking for drinks. And we stumbled upon a brothel. A motel.
Yeah, a brothel. And I can tell you that one for a fact because I was the one that walked the shallow road.
Now you know why you Calabar boy.
I was the one that walked the shallow road.
Why you gonna be you?
It was dreadful. Like
Calabar boy.
To my left, I had people. Bros. To my right, I had people. Bros. Like yo, what the hell?
You know what the funny thing? At the entrance of the door,
yeah,
you say come. There was this banner or so there, mm-hmm. A poster there of drinks or something.
It was like a beer parlor.
Like a beer parlor, exactly. Yes. It was like a beer parlor.
It was a beer parlor. We wanted to get drinks, so we just had to go in. And man, I counted like 10 rooms in that place. And at each door, there was a lady standing there.
Mm. Like, coral, different corals.
Bros.
Are the pattern now? Yes, Harry, I did everywhere.
Or something else. Then we finally got to.
Oh, the Calabar Boy is a good place. So.
Madam Shoprite.
Yeah.
Because we had to eat something. We're mad hungry.
We've been looking for like.
We're looking for a good restaurant to eat.
It's just joints, where you're going to eat swallow.
And very, very unkept.
So yes, we're just looking for somewhere clean. Did you get?
And we saw Madam Shoprite.
See the name, Madam Shoprite. Oh, wow.
Wow. Nice. And we got in. Madam, how far? What did you get? Say she had only swallow. How about we don't want to eat swallow, please? We saw Indomie's.
It was not Indomie.
Not Indomie. What's the name?
No, it was the first day I saw that. Indomie.
I don't forget the name.
Produced in Nigeria.
I don't forget.
It was not Indomie.
It was stacked. I was like, madam, you did do noodles. She was like, yes. No. She did not tell us that it was her first time.
Experimenting.
Eh? Like, yes.
She wants you to experiment.
Yeah. She does noodles. I said, okay, no, Alana, just give us everything because Austin, yeah, if he finished like 5 super pack. No jokes.
No jokes.
Oh. No jokes. 5 super pack. You like 3 eggs. Okay, 5 eggs.
No,
okay.
No, I'm not an egg person. Sonny is the egg person.
Okay, I know. Sonny is the egg person.
That day, it was 2 eggs I went for. It was only Sonny that asked for 3 eggs. Eh?
So we told the woman, Ma, please just give us the full stack. Don't worry, we'll eat it.
Split.
Yeah.
The one is bad, scatter her. Collect the food. Oh, God.
And that's how this woman cooked, too. I specifically told this woman, please do not put crayfish because, I don't like Indomie with crayfish.
You just said put pepper.
Just put pepper. Make the Indomie nice for us to eat and everything.
She said, don't worry.
She has it covered. me and Austin, we went to get soft drinks and biscuits, bar.
Yeah.
So when we got back,
did we know
the noodles, our noodles was ready, and we looked at it.
Wait, apparently this man went to the market and came back.
Okay, exactly.
Get us to that point.
She went to the market and came back.
Went out again. She got ogu leaf. I thought she was trying to prepare soup. She went back.
Kogi.
I saw her leaving again with Jerry Khan. I was like, what is going on? She came back again. Then the next night, I saw the husband setting firewood. I said, what is happening?
So, my God. The woman finished and we went into the small kitchen where she was dishing the food, the noodles and everything. And we saw, inside the noodles, we saw something green.
Yeah.
We saw, carrots. Were they carrots?
Carrot, there was.
Yeah,
was
okay. And like something green. We thought it was green beans now and stuff. Only for us to look closely and we saw a leaf. Like, ah, madam, what it be this? In fact, before she even started dishing the indomie out, yeah, the aroma, the first thing that asked was,
are they cooking soup?
Madam, they cook soup. That was the first thing I asked, legit. Little do we know that this woman used ugu leaf.
Guy, ugu leaf. Kogi. To cook the noodles.
I swear, that was my first time. In fact, basically, all of us, that was our first time. You understand? Now, let me bust your head. The egg that she fried. You know, when you fry your egg, you turn it. One side is brown, the other side is not so brown and stuff like that. Yeah, so when she turned it, the brown side was up. We did not even notice anything. Only for us to get home and wanted to eat. That's how we turned egg. As we turned egg, we saw ugu inside the egg. Like, yo, who does that?
That's when I come now. See, no, me, oh, man, chop fire. I get meeting that night, family meeting. So I was this guy is a soft too. I bought suya.
Yeah, you bought suya.
I bought suya.
Even in suya, say,
no complete with suya.
That suya was okay.
Suya was like, guy, that suya strong.
Strong that. He's strong that.
When you chop like 15. When this guy is strong.
He managed it like that.
No. Mo talk to. We'll not finish the suya. Now, Sonny. No, not this Sonny. Because when we were staying, there was another guy called Sonny. Yeah?
True.
That was taking care of the house. He was the one that came and finished that suya. We could not eat it. Suya was strong.
Suya was like plastic.
No, that's female cow.
You bought two sets. The first set was actually manageable. But the second set.
But just for me to taste that indomie, I was like, shit, that the egg never even get test. I'm like, what did you do this?
Ugu. Kogi.
That's food again, Abuja 3.
Abuja 3. Kogi 0.
Why you guys compare this in Abuja to Kogi?
Wait. Wait, have you guys forgotten? In the morning, we bought akara. Akara.
Austin, God bless you.
Akara that was filled with ororo. The akara was just oil.
Ororo? Abi, palm oil and I just fried the
oil. Palm oil.
What the hell?
Palm oil.
Like, that was my first time. See, and they told me this thing that in Kogi, that na palm oil they stay fry. Akara.
And I was even anticipating to even test
it.
Because I love if it comes
you
to
you now rubbish food you like, no man. Last was 30 years
old. Please. I'm particular about that.
You guys will go far, right?
How more? Palm oil akara.
Then the bread was something.
The bread.
Drop the bread on the ground. You hear?
Boom. Now give school bread.
you know when you have bag of cement down with the air and you now leave it outside, maybe rain fell, water now soak the cement,
okay
it will not cake. That's how that bread was like. You drop the bread on the ground, you hear poop.
Abuja has a loaf of bread.
Yeah,
Kogi has load of bread.
Oh, punchline. Kogi, how many?
Abuja have four.
I'm not even four, bro. I'm four, bro. I'm four.
Kogi
three.
Yeah?
Kogi zero,
sorry.
Kogi
zero.
This Kogi
one,
they
come.
Now, only one place, so.
Okay, Lokoja.
Eh,
Lokoja. Let's talk about it.
Chill.
We'll talk about it now.
We're getting to Lokoja. Don't worry. He was present for the journey. We're getting there.
Don't worry. So, the wedding. The burial, everything went on fine. The birthday afterwards went on fine.
Yeah.
And everything. So, we decided to leave.
4-1.
4-0.
Okay, no. For the burial and the birthday, we'll give it to Kogi.
Yeah, they tried.
The family of Oko tried.
They did us
really
well.
We really appreciate it.
Super nice. Amazing, amazing guy.
They see people online. They see bad. You know, they don't talk.
Oh, God.
You're small win now. Your mouth's on the shop. So we said to head back, Abi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that morning, that was like what day?
Sunday morning.
We're supposed to leave Kogi to Abuja.
So
we entered the car
on a Saturday. What's happened? The car.
Okay, that's true. Issues. Okay, so the thing is, Kogi village people. So okay, this is the part where Kogi will actually win Abuja. They are village people. Ele Gidigo. Oh, papa,
these guys are strong. So I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe because Joe, they told her to buy 5 goats. I be pay 5 goats. He now paid 3. I don't know. Maybe they were not angry. They now say we will not leave a piece or something like that. Because first of all, the car started behaving funny. Started making one sound like that. Okay. Said it was brake pad. We now went, okay, the brake pad was actually bad. We went to change the brake pad. When we were now going back like this, the car was now like dying. Like if you slow down, it's just trip off and everything. We said, okay, we can just manage. We thought it was fuel pump and everything. We said, ah, go give people, please. We said, we
we'll came just in peace. It. They we want us to live in pieces. My God, pass them.
So we continued joining and we blew down to where did Sammy drop off?
Lokoja.
Yeah. Sammy dropped off. That time the car was not worrying. We're just noticing the
issues in the car.
So Sammy, he didn't, because at this point now we're 6 going back. Going we're coming, we're 5. So Joe was the third time. So Sammy dropped off at Lokoja, so we're now 5 again. So going back, we didn't even talk about how bad the road was. That we had to follow that estate.
Okay, Ajakuta Road.
Ajakuta, this thing.
No, see, if this is forget. Going out to the government, please, the governor of Kogi State needs to do something about Ajakuta.
No, that road is too...
That road is terrible. We saw a post, a signpost. We almost snapped it, but we had...
18 months
project.
True.
That construction was to take place, to take off 2015,
2015 for 18 months.
For 18 months. My dear listeners, we're in what year?
2020.
Let me finish up.
They never touched that road. What is happening? And I'm sure they've chopped the money for that road.
Like back and forth. Back and forth.
No, please, they need to do something about that Ajakuta Road. We have to follow inside TCN.
Yeah,
transmission company and
ID card was paving way.
Sometimes it good make you get better ID card. We had like some meaningful ID card to show that actually saved us and
no worry, Oko is capable.
It's capable. See the name about Oko.
First son.
Engineer.
First son.
So the ID card opened the gates for us to pass. And we really appreciated that. Thank God for that.
4-2.
Which 4-2?
Paveway.
Okay.
Paveway.
Paveway
reach Abuja. No, paveway reach Abuja.
Hey, calm down.
Just know that your first number one point is for evil spirits.
You guys, they fuck up.
Okay.
So it's Abuja, how many?
4-2.
Okay, you have carried evil spirits points. You are proud of it.
Which can be better Chelsea fan you be? 4-2.
Okay, so
Austin, be Chelsea fan?
No, sorry.
Okay.
So this evil spirit, it's because we have two Kogi blood. Wait,
Oga,
now.
3.
2 Kogi blood inside the verb.
3. Godwin.
Sammy.
Okay.
Godwin, Sammy, Joe. But I think they liked Sammy very well. So they did not pressure us. Or did not
Sammy was sick throughout the whole.
Wait, so after Sammy just came down from the car, bam, from Kogi, from Lokoja, and there Johnny's boy.
If only we had known.
If only we had known.
Another thing again, you see why I talk say network be no day Kogi ba. Because apparently it was on TV something happened on the Lokoja Expressway
on Saturday
which had that place on total gridlock, but we didn't know because there was no network, there was no light, there was nothing. We entered the road on Sunday and we met the gridlock. On Mohammed Motala Bridge.
No, before we got there.
Before we got there.
We saw people like following the one way, like the other line.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, we followed them. We got to the end. I wanted to wait self. And they were like, why am I waiting? Let's just follow those other guys.
Sharply.
We followed. If you see trailers, if you see the line that we dodged, we're even lucky that we followed that place. Because
if not for a rest one, if we were sleeping that night now. Because on your road, that's the other side of your road. We blocked the other people coming. And we had like that side of the lane, we were like four lanes. We blocked the people coming. So the next thing was like me, I was personally actually telling Austin because Precious, Ruku and Sonny had already gone front. They already gone front, like the bridge side. So I was with Austin because of the car. The car was tripping off and stuff like that. So I was like,
spiritual attack.
from Kogi, spiritual attack.
From Kogi, please, let's be specific.
So I was like, man, Austin, I better go shift to this side, shift to this side. Now I've used my common sense, my spiritual sense.
spiritual sense.
My evil spirit sense. Man, Austin, Alpha, like we shift to this side, oh, shift to this side.
That was what saved us.
In less than like 5 seconds, what we just saw, like army people. Everybody.
Every other person on that line
on
that we
left, right, left hand side.
They packed them.
Blocked. People are sleeping there till the next day.
Because the gridlock was so bad, and you trust us Nigerians now, no one ever has patience on
to
the
wait
road.
For anybody.
Like never. So people coming from Abuja were trying to maneuver their way. People coming from Lokoja were trying to maneuver their way on one side of the road. Abba.
And the other side of the other side of the bridge has been on maintenance for over 2 months.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy stuff.
Even like stuff. I think the government was there. It was stuck in that traffic too.
Yeah.
So it was traffic.
Yeah, Bello passed now. They created way for him. Went to Abuja and came back safe.
God, we almost that, this was a journey that was supposed to be like
4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
But we came back to Abuja. When we dropped together, it was around 1 a.m.
Yeah.
You can imagine.
It was crazy. Like,
we even made some friends on the road.
Temporary friends. It became like one big family on the road. It was fun
and it was stressful.
Stressful. Yo, I can remember car hitting myself. Yeah,
I was the shouts. The ginger. Who you be?
Who you be? I said, suppose I wear boots. Carry black and black. I for shoot person. I don't get gun, but I for shoot person. The ginger was mad.
Even inside rain, though.
Yeah, it still. Okay, yeah, it rained.
It rained, though.
And see another thing. Kogi, this is why I say they don't have food. Trust Abuja people. Trust Lagos people. See this kind of hold up like this. They'll come and start selling things.
We're only selling
bread and coke.
No, there's no bread.
Not coke.
No
okay, bread. There was no bread there. It was
basically coke.
No, not even coke. That's Biggie. Version of coke.
Okay, that's what we saw more.
Yeah. There was no water.
No water at all.
Like, there's no such a water anywhere.
No, but let me defend Kogi people, yeah? Apparently, the gridlock started a day before, so
they're exhausted. Yeah,
so
but
how about those shops around that
at Cotton Cafe?
Cotton Cafe, yeah.
No, okay, when we got to Cotton Cafe, we saw people
at that bridge, under the bridge.
Okay, under the bridge. That was the mini market.
How about those the village after the bridge?
Which village?
That's Cotton Cafe.
No, I'm not talking. I mean, look at the motor that bridge.
They said if you want to go and buy from town, it's
blocked
times two. I mean, it's even more. They will take bike, but it's
take bike pass, before they will pass stuff and everything.
So man, it was really journey. Stressful.
The journey. The next day, everybody's sick now.
Everybody
feels sick. Like yaga.
All of us catch coro.
The whole trenches.
Sammy was the first person. Maybe the evil spirit, they saw that this one he did not suffer on the road. Let's give him the sickness early.
Guy believe.
Let's give him the sickness early. So that one fell sick. But then coming back again, this is how messed up the Nigerian police force is. Because I feel like we went through 8 checkpoints.
Yeah.
Like that night after the bridge,
yeah.
Like 8 checkpoints, all of them collected money.
In Abuja.
This was not in Abuja. No, this was from Abaji.
It's from Abaji.
They collected money.
This
is not a point for you.
It's 4-3.
This is something we are facing all of us.
To the extent, they blocked, they stopped us because of 50 bucks. They were not going anywhere.
I tell you, collect paper.
Wait.
They saw everything.
They asked us for money in Ajokuta and that roundabout.
Yeah.
Yes, now. Yeah. Police asked us for money in that roundabout.
I was not there.
You were not there, but they asked us now. One fair police, one yellow.
I'm not a living witness. I think the man was see. Every point.
The police is something that is actually everywhere.
So this thing that we're clamoring about, the whole police brutality, police reform stuff.
Into this shit, man.
Yeah, it's actually real because these guys, like, the one point where we were like, okay, we didn't give. That's why this guy packed us.
carried our papers.
Bring papers. We gave him paper. He just folded it and held it. Like he wasn't even trying to look at the paper or anything.
Increase the money from 15 naira to 2k. I started telling the police guy, see, all of us were coming from Berry. I just lost my dad.
Apart from that, you know there was
a federal highway.
There was one elderly man himself that parked one SUV like that with two old women. They parked in front of our car. Still told them to calm down. These people were literally begging me that they just spent hours on the road.
On the road, this was midnight.
This was getting to 1 o'clock now.
You don't want to be considerate about people's situation. You should know that okay, this is what happened in Lokoja Express. Like people literally spent
hours, days.
Yeah, some people actually spent days.
Some people spent days there.
Some people like that left in like. God is good. They were going to Lagos.
To Lagos.
We met them at that bridge by 6 p.m.
And they're going to Lagos.
They slept there.
And they're going to Lagos.
So it's crazy.
Everything gets to deaf ears.
And then when we got to Abuja, Zuba, because of the curfew now, they had closed the road. And then we're still trying to explain to these guys that we're not late because we actually traveled late. It's because of
what happened in Abuja?
These guys were not hearing. It was raining at that point. Everybody packed. And what they said, you cannot enter Abuja, curfew and stuff. And then we thank God for Papa Joe.
Papa Joe
with his ID card, man. with his legitimate ID card, man. See,
follow me on official RVK. I will tell you the ID card. Because I know people will be asking what ID card. Follow me, I will tell you.
That is privileged information.
Classified information.
Discreet.
If you don't know anybody, Wahala for who knows I'll be best in
it.
Wahala for who knows ID card.
Wahala for person don't get ID card.
Wahala for who get ID card with the nose when the company. Man, so literally that was like how the whole Kogi trip went. We got back very late.
Yeah, 1 a.m.
Like around 1 a.m.
Or thereabouts. Man,
it was there. And then from that one, the next day everybody started sick.
Like
it was like clockwork, each and every one of us.
I think I felt sick because I came back when we came back by 2-3. I slept off. 7 o'clock they called me, I should come to the office. So it was kind of
stressful
and demanding again. Yeah. So when I came back I was like, I can't bear this now. I just had to fall sick.
Man, I fell sick because car hit me. I want to fall sick. My body, I was in total pain.
I fell sick because guy, it was mentally exhausting. And driving a faulty car in a gridlock where you have to do agbero driving. As in this guy, chuked kind of, it was crazy.
My own sickness.
Oh God.
I know him. Now he carry a little bearer for him.
Little bearer, so, first one.
Yeah.
You allowed.
Even
how the good sharing.
Even the ID card showing the load. Because you're there at risk. Let me say,
see when we got to Zuba. When he first showed the ID card, he said my colleague is with me. He's gonna call the colleague. I should stand here with him under the rain. I say, oh God, what did I do? It's ID card.
Oh man, that thing was mad though. Shit.
It was crazy, but it was fun. I won't lie. It was fun. Like fun. When I look back at the pictures and the videos.
Sydney Tucker.
No, like for real, the highlight was on Lokoja Bridge.
I'll drop pictures of the trip on social media platforms. So do well to follow on social media platforms so that you can catch all the insider information on all these things, basically. So it was really fun. And would you like to do the road trip again? Like on another day, on a good day.
Enugu, yeah, we come
to a different location.
Go to Enugu. They turn off Enugu.
December this year. Yaga.
Let's go to Sokoto.
Oga, you and who?
You see why we say this last particular last board?
This particular last board.
Wait. So there was this thing we usually do when we're traveling. Yeah, everyone cracks jokes, but Sonny has a way of just killing mood. The vibe. Like he just kills the vibe totally.
Killing the vibes.
So Austin devised a means of getting back at him. So we're just going to do it for you guys, like
free of charge.
Yeah. Quick insight. So here we go. Beep.
Offside.
Straight up, everything just dies.
This is not fair.
Before we wrap this episode up, he will still do offside.
He actually did it. That's what I remembered.
Before we wrap up, don't worry.
Okay.
So okay, quick one. When we're in Kogi, we were trying to find the GRA inside Kogi.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I don't understand.
Somebody told us that there's GRA. We're saying Kogi doesn't have any fine area.
Yeah.
They're saying that there's one GRA where it's fine.
Inside Kogi, you just, when you get to the junction, you turn to your left, go straight.
I'm not the person you tell, and I mean, can't stand for himself. Where's Godwin? Where's Godwin?
Oh, we don't left. We're going to. Next thing, we're just seeing Park.
College of Education.
They now told us that there is field, that be stadium.
College of Education.
No GRA in sight. Kogina's camp.
Kogina Cruz.
Alright, so this.
Because they say we'll cast on this, so you know, talk again.
In our local, you humble.
My guys, speak out.
Sorosoke, Opa.
Yo.
So it was nice having the guys from the trenches.
Mudiaga,
Stampede.
No, man, this one is just.
You don't want cross river.
We'll give you warnings.
Don't be lying. You go palm your.
Don't worry.
Thank God for people like Sony and I who are the cultured human beings. Much. You understand? We live in the suburbs. No, not suburbs. We live in the.
Offside. It don't make sense. What's in the top?
Well, I don't play outside for you. This life no balance. Alright, so there you have it. Abuja boys in Kogi. So before we step out, let's just go around. Ruku.
Straight up.
Where can they find you? In case anybody wants to follow the Ruku himself. Social media handles.
On Twitter is official_RUVKU.
Official Ruku.
Yeah. Basically that's pretty much it. Everywhere on Instagram also. TikTok, RU.V.K.U. Trilla, RW.K.U. Oh, yeah, that's all.
Oko.
Your buckle wins it!
Yay! It's not too high. No, my highness left is just.
Yeah, so you're on Instagram at Oko Wheezy. Twitter at Oko_Wheezy.
Spell the Wheezy for those.
Wheezy, WEEZY.
Oh, right, and then Sunny.
You can find me on Twitter, more of a Twitter person. Sunday AKK.
I'll only blow this whistle.
No,
of course, now. Alright.
We're gonna still blow, no worry.
Find me on Twitter, more of a Twitter person.
So Sunday, don't listen to them at all. Sunday AKK, EKEKE, at Twitter. Then on Facebook, Sunday the favored one.
AKK. He's the only Facebook person
here. Like, who still does Facebook?
Everyone does Facebook.
No one.
Just Facebook.
We like Jack.
We love Jack.
All right, so it's your boy. Phoenix. You already know. Catch us on social media. It's at The Talking Phoenix on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Actually, you have a Facebook page because of people like Sonny. And then if you're like, don't be a stranger. Reach out to me on my personal social media handles. On Twitter it's 00_Phoenix, and on Instagram it's Phoenix. On Instagram is 00_Phoenix.
So basically, yeah, I just want to be the host. So is your host. But to be honest,
the ghost to the most.
The host with the most.
Holy ghost
Phoenix. You are upon the Phoenix Express. Yeah, that's what's up. Don't forget, NSAS. Police reform.
Police reform.
Good governance.
And COVID is still out there.
Sure.
Sanitize. Wear your face masks.
Be careful.
Social distance.
Eat well.
Nah, not with my babe though, because we're not doing any social distancing.
Alright, this is PG-13. Catch you guys in the next episode. Adios.